We're going to talk about British blind sport's latest have a go day now. I'm delighted to be joined by Vicky Cook, who is a participation officer with British Blind Sport. Thanks for joining me, Vicky.
No, thank you, Barry, for having me on, and I'm excited to talk about this event we've got.
Yeah, so these British Blind Sport have a go days, they've been hugely successful. They've been running since 2016, I believe.
Yep. We've done a few of them now, so it's great to be able to extend them up to our home nations and come up to Glasgow.
Definitely, and it's very close to where I'm sitting just now in the RNIB Connect Radio studio, actually. So it's the Emirates Arena in Glasgow's East End. It's taking place on Saturday, January the 27th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So what activities can we look forward to?
Yeah, we're really excited about being at the Emirates Arena and having a variety of different sports with some national governing bodies of those sports as well coming in. So we've got some athletics, some goalball, judo, tennis, and another edition of some curling as well.
And it's a great chance just to try these things out safely with the support of professional people.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of have a taste of everything. See what you potentially can enjoy and want to take up and do more of in a safe environment that is specific for people who are blind and partially sighted.
And have you any success stories of people that have come along to these days in the past?
Yeah, definitely. We have a wide variety of stories from people that have been to a Have a Go Day and now participate regularly locally. We also have stories from people that have started their journey at a Have a Go Day and now compete nationally. One that I've just come across is we've put on events such as a surfing Have a Go Day because it's quite specific. We've gone back to that centre and they've told us that one of the young lads that attended that day, so surfed on that day for the first time, has been training regularly since that event and has now won a national medal. So we also get people kind of getting onto a pathway and now are competing at some of the highest levels in sport.
Also, though, it's not all about sport and gold medals. It's important to be active. So we're always trying to encourage people to get themselves fit as well, Vicky.
Yeah, absolutely. We see it in so many different communities and people that even attend the day themselves. They might not necessarily have been around people that have the same impairment as them. So just for families to be able to talk to each other and participants to be able to talk to each other and connect, even just on the day, let alone trying to increase participation and regular participation. Great for obviously mental health, physical health. Creating a social group as well as developing new skills.
Tell us a little bit about British Blind Sport, the charity themselves.
So British Blind Sport work to be able to make sport accessible for obviously people that are blind and partially sighted. We work in kind of different areas. So obviously we've got our Have a Go Days trying to increase participation. We've also got a workforce officer, so a dedicated member of staff to help coaches upskill and be confident in terms of coaching people who have a visual impairment. We work very closely with national governing bodies of sports to make sure that their sport is accessible. This can be by help promoting events they have on, or it can be from the very start of the sports journey and making it accessible to trying to understand what adaptations might be needed for that particular sport. We also attend various different conferences and things like that. Again, just to spread awareness of what people with a visual impairment can achieve and try and break down some of those barriers.
So you mentioned it's taking place at the Emirates Arena in Glasgow, which is where the velodrome was built for the Commonwealth Games. How can people find out more if they want to get along?
Yeah, definitely. You can go on our website, first and foremost, at www.britishblindsport.org.uk. We have a Get Active page where there is all of our information on our British Blind Sport events, and the Glasgow one is on there. You can also follow us on any of our social media platforms, and all of the information will also be on there and the ability to be able to register for the event.
Well, hopefully there's a good turnout and there's some future stars uncovered as well. Do you have plans for more days like these throughout the rest of the UK?
Yeah, so I've currently got 16 listed across the UK and potentially Northern Ireland. for the rest of this year, including obviously some sports specific events as well as multi-sport events. So yeah, a bit of a have a go day roadshow, which is always exciting and always great for us as a small charity to be able to get out and make an impact sort of in communities, which is great to see.
Been a pleasure talking to you, Vicky Cook, Participation Officer with British Blind Sport. Good luck with the event.
Thank you so much.